Man, no matter who you are, Justin Fatica is on a mission to let the world know you're amazing. Justin delivers a hopeful and dynamic message that's going to challenge you to take on the struggle, turn it into joy. Justin is going to be at this year's Holy League Catholic Men's Conference. It is coming up on Saturday, December 6th at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Salem. Justin is joining us today to let you all know just how amazing you are. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Brenda. I'm so excited to be with you and go to, I'm getting ready for Portland, Oregon. I can't wait to be there with every single one of you to encourage you, to let you know that you are amazing, that you matter, that everything we do matters because we are children of God.
Well, Justin, we will for sure keep the coffee away from you. You do not need caffeine to keep you excited.
Brenda, settle down.
And get you ready. Boy, men in the area, you should be ready for this amazing event. Again, it is coming up December 6th. Justin, for our listeners, obviously we know that your faith fills you with excitement and joy. First, for our listeners, just introduce yourself to us.
Yeah, I've been a itinerant speaker for 25 years all across the nation, town to town. Millions of people have been impacted by this message. And whether it's me coaching basketball, which we have a 6-part docuseries that has won major film festivals and awards for this message of encouragement, to be willing to die for the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be willing to put your life on the line. That's what this docuseries is about, caring for these kids that go through tough situations, to put ourselves in the gap like Jesus did for us. He died for us. We need to be willing to die for him, to sacrifice for him. And I do it, whether it's through basketball, whether it's through speaking, whether it's through the books that I've written, the 6th book coming out. It's 8 disciplines of encouragement to give you the EQ edge, the emotional intelligence edge. We need to understand our emotions, our mental strength that we have as men, and how powerful that is to impact our kids, our grandkids, to impact every person we meet. We have a responsibility as children of God to live the gospel. We have to do this. And if we don't, it has eternal effects on our family and the future. So we got to make some decisions, men, women, all across this nation.
Well, men, you have an opportunity to hear right from Justin. He will be in the Pacific Northwest for this Holy League Catholic Conference. Justin, you said something there, and I think some men listening will go, wait a second here. Die for my faith. Now, I will support my family. I will take care of my kids. I will be a provider. But the dying for the faith, that seems to be a tall order. Everybody is on a journey, and you at a point in your life would have said the same thing. And it took a powerhouse like Father Larry Richards to help you find your faith and know that you're amazing, but you got to be willing to die for that faith.
Yeah, and that was what he taught me. You know, I was a junior in high school, and he challenged me because I wasn't living the faith. I'm 17 years old. He was my teacher every day. And he would go in and pray for me because we couldn't stand each other. We'd go back and forth. I'd tell him, I already know Jesus. I'm fine. I can live my life how I want it. And he says, you're going to hell, Fatica. You're going to go to hell if you don't watch it. And I would like to see him get excited because he was so excitable. And I used to get entertainment out of him. So one time I put my feet up on his desk. And I took my shoes off. And he said, you get your feet off that desk now, Fatica. And I said, you say please. And I won't tell you what happened because you got to wait till the men's conference what happened. But I ended up going on a retreat and my life transformed. And I looked at the cross at that retreat. I remember like yesterday, I'm 17 years old. And I looked at it and I was like, he died for me. And I thought to myself, what have I ever done for Jesus? And my answer was nothing. I've never done anything for Jesus in my entire life. And I said, all right, Jesus, you die for me. I'm going to die for you. And I meant it as a sincere, you know, sometimes we go on these retreat experiences and they come and go, but no way. And that's what I expect from every man who's coming, that it won't be something that you're just going to come and live the soft message of the Catholic faith, but you're going to live the true message of the Catholic faith, which means that we're all called in our own unique way to die to ourselves and to live the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every single one of us are called to do that. And it could mean taking a sword and being humble in the suffering of our cancer, the suffering that maybe the long death process. It could mean like me, who's had knives to my throat and has been threatened for the faith. All of us go through different ways. But Father Larry Richards was the teacher. And he used to say, I can't believe you changed. I go, why is that? He goes, because I would go into the chapel and I pray for all the kids on my list. And when I got to your name, I'd say, I'll never invite him to go on a retreat. And Jesus would say, why? And he'd say, because I can't spend 40 minutes with that kid, let alone a whole weekend. Well, guess what? Father died to himself, and here I am. And so I got to continue to live that message out. So that's the goal, Brenda. And, you know, we're never going to do it perfectly, but we have to do it faithfully.
Oh,
you know, we always go, oh, I'm not perfect. Get over. We have to get over ourselves. We have to get over. It's not about us. It's about Christ. And if we're going to allow our sin to be our focus, then forget about it. As a New Yorker, say, forget about it. The bottom line, my grandmother, she died this year, 105 years old. And she used to always say to me, Abeniscorce, Abeniscorce, Abeniscorce. And I would say, what does that mean? And she'd go through the whole Sicilian proverb. And she'd say, it means when you do good, forget about it. When you do bad, think about it. But guess what? We need to stop focusing on all the good we've done, think about the wrong we've done, and focus on one thing, Jesus Christ. So let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, well, men, they will be able to do it together at the Holy Lee Catholic Men's Conference again coming up Saturday, December 6th, St. Joseph's Catholic Church down in Salem. If you are just tuning in, Justin Fatica is joining us today. He is going to be one of the dynamic speakers that men, you will be able to listen to. Justin, you said something there just a moment ago that I want to circle back on, and it had to do with suffering. You said, I mean, people are suffering in this. So men tend to respond to suffering by trying to over control situations and just be the man in charge. I've got it all under control. But you would say it requires you to give up all of your control and offer it up to a man who died on the cross.
Yeah, we got to cry with people. Let me tell you, so every man out there, I want to encourage you to be willing to cry with somebody, laugh with somebody. You know, look, I'm probably wearing you out right now, Brenda, right? You know, I got too much. I always am wearing people out, you know. But guess what? Everybody's got their quirks and unique gifts that they have. You have to be willing to laugh at the uniqueness of yourself and laugh with people and cry with people and be intimate with people. And that takes dying to self. Intimacy is a great act of death. It means we have to stop caring about what we're doing and care about who that person is in front of us, who they are. They are our son, they are our daughter, they are our granddaughter, they are our grandson, they are our, you know, nephew, our niece, our friend, our stranger, whoever. And when we care about who somebody is, that's what Jesus did. It unlocked the power within him by caring about who we are. That's how you take your suffering and take your suffering and be able to intimately engage yourself with that woman in your life that you love so much. You're able to unlock this power of intimacy that ends up giving you a great grace that Jesus had. Why? He has impacted more people the past 2,000 years. Jesus Christ has impacted the most people because of the intimacy he was allowed to engage people with in their suffering and through their suffering. And it's just a powerful gift that I hope every man that goes to this conference is going to want to receive. Because that's what I believe. That's why I believe I'm coming. Because I want to unlock that gift, that their intimacy is going to be flying high with Jesus. Because he wants us to have beautiful relationships, like with my children and my wife. That's my red carpet. Mm-hmm. If you met my kids, you'd be like, no way. If you met my wife, you'd be like, no way. Only through Jesus Christ can he give us this gift.
It is that powerful message that men will be able to listen to. Justin Fatica going to be at the Holy League Catholic Men's Conference coming up in December. Justin, this has been a great conversation. I'm feeling pretty energized myself, and we're only at the halfway mark, that is for sure. Will you please stay with me through the break so we can continue our discussion in the next half hour? The Holy League Catholic Men's Conference, it is just a few short weeks away. Saturday, December 6th, begins at 9 o'clock in the morning at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Salem. Powerful speakers, Deacon James Thurman, Deacon Jave DiNuzzo, and our guest today, Justin Fatica, is joining us today to talk about how men, remind you, you are amazing. Good morning, Justin. Thanks so much for staying with me today.
No, it's great to be with you, Brenda. And let me tell you something. We got an exciting time we're going to have in Portland. It's an exciting time.
Well, we are looking forward to it. And again, you're coming out for this important conference. Men are encouraged to come, and 18 and older boys, you can come along with your fathers to this great event. Justin, this Advent time of year, I think for women, and I look at my own life and my friends, we love to get together. We want to talk to each other. We'll have coffee together. We'll go shopping together. We'll do Bible study together. Men tend to want to be a little isolated from each other. They want to do things their own way. But it is important for men to have a relationship with God and to be supported by other men. Why do you find that these types of conferences are so important for men to gather at?
Yeah, it's so important because it could be that moment in your life where you say, it's time to lay down my sword and come in prayer and fellowship to come together to make some of the most important decisions of your life. My dad right now is dying sick with cancer, and he's achieved great things. Moved great mountains, but like the scriptures say, you can move mountains, you can prophesy in Jesus' name, but if we've lost the love we had at first, if we've lost the love that we've had at first, then we've lost it all. The scriptures say that we can't lose the love of Christ. We have to rekindle that flame to get that fire in our heart, to be able to spread that message. We're not done till we're dead. We're not done. We've just begun. We don't retire. We refire. You know, we need to get that. And that's what I believe that they're going to be able to come together with their kids, their grandsons, with their nephews, their great nephews. Every man should be bringing someone to this, especially a young man. Mm. I've been working with young men. I've spoken at more all boys schools probably than any other speaker in the country. Spoken at, you know, many, many, many men's conferences all these years. And the one thing that the men always say to me is this: Justin, I'm so glad I came to hear you speak, but I wish I brought my grandson. I wish I brought my nephew. I wish I brought my friend, neighbor, what have you, young person. You've got to bring a young man with you. That's what I charge up everyone. Paul brought Timothy to Jesus Christ. Jesus brought the apostles. We have to be willing to go out and find a young person that we want to mentor, that we want to walk with. That is what's going to recharge us this Advent season. The greatest gift we can ever receive in life is Jesus Christ. But the greatest gift we can give to Jesus is when we bring a young person to Jesus. Let's give Jesus a gift this Advent season. Let's give him a gift. And that gift is that young person that we take to this church together. So I hope a lot of the men will bring young people with them. And wouldn't that be so special? They say, oh man, I brought my son. I brought my grandson. I brought my nephew. Could you imagine? Mm. That is the gift we can give Jesus this Christmas and this Advent season.
That's a perfect Christmas gift. Or young men, go to your father, go to your grandfather, give them a gift that they can really use this year. They don't need another tie. What they need is time at the Holy League Catholic Men's Conference and time to listen to Justin Fatica, our guest today.
Get him a tie, too. You know, you always can use it. Come on, Brenda, get him a tie or maybe get him their favorite treat. But one thing that I can tell you that it's so important to show young men and older men how much you respect them. Mm. And that's what you lead with. When you invite somebody, go, hey, I respect you so much. You know, uncle, dad. And since I respect you so much, could you come and spend time with me? Come to this conference with me.
Well, Justin, at that conference, you're going to be reminding all of the men how amazing they are. And, you know, I looked at some statistics as I was getting ready to talk with you. When I look at the attack on men in the U.S. today, when I'm talking about attack, I'm talking about the level of homelessness that men are experiencing and addiction, the number of men who are incarcerated, the number of men who die by suicide compared to women. The statistics, the percentages are so offset. And what they needed was somebody to remind them that they're amazing. And we all fall short sometimes. And we always need that reminded. Why is amazing the thing that men need to be reminded about?
It seems like cliche, like you're amazing. But you know what? It's the toughest message to hear. Because what it means is, and why it's so important, is that when we do wrong, it matters. And when we do right, it matters. You know, that docuseries that I mentioned a little bit about, there's guys like David Tyree who were in it, who had the helmet catch, the greatest catch in Super Bowl history. He's in this docuseries with me. He's a friend of mine. Lawrence Funderburk, who's a friend of mine, who played for Ohio State, All-American, played for the Sacramento Kings for 8 years in the NBA. And you know what they said? I didn't have a father there in my life every day. But I can tell you, they say there was a coach, there was a mentor. They say there was a man. And we are going to learn in a deeper way at this men's conference how important it is for us to be that man in these young people's lives, to be that man that can bridge the gap. Because that's really what Christ did when he resurrected. He resurrected and said, tag, you're it. Let's go. And he was saying, hey, I've done all I can. I'm leaving you the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And now you can go out and bring others to him. And really, that's what I hope to train and encourage and educate people on while I'm at this conference, that we can be those amazing vessels, those gifts, that when we're in the casket and we're dead and we're headed to Jesus, Lord willing, there'll be all these other men that walk by our casket and say, thank you for giving to the Lord. Thank you for being the one that brought me to Jesus. Thank you. Wouldn't it be great that every man who goes to this conference has other men saying, thank you. You were that amazing mentor. You were that amazing gift for me. And that's my hope, that there'll be such a transformation that, yeah, maybe if they didn't hear the talk, maybe one person, but maybe they hear this talk and 10 more people are walking in that line at their casket saying, you know what? You were that man for me. And we'll be seeing them from heaven. We don't know how it's going to all look. But guess what? We do know it's going to be good because Jesus promised.
Oh. Well, before that beautiful beatific vision, men, you will be able to have. Why don't you start by going to the Holy League Men's Conference again?
Brenda, it ain't going to happen yet, right? I always say, though, Brenda, before I leave the house, because I travel a lot, I say, all right. They go, we know, Dad. We'll see you in heaven. I always tell them, they're like,
yes,
but hopefully not yet, but we'll see you in heaven.
Oh, there is plenty of work still to be done, Justin. And part of that is going to be Saturday, December 6th. We look forward to seeing you at the Holy League Catholic Men's Conference. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Yep. And I'm going to say, Portland, you're amazing.
Oh,
you're a gift.
See you soon. We'll see you soon. And safe travels again. That is Justin Fatica. He is one of the speakers at the Holy League Catholic Men's Conference. Again, information can be found online at holyleague.org. If you also want to find out more information about Justin and learn a little bit about his speaking engagements and his coaching offers, please go to justinfatica.org. Now, to make all of that a bit simpler, I'm going to put both those links on the podcast of today's interview. Get you right to where you need to be. And you're going to find those links at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.